Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Beis, and we will begin on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the last words of the Gemara El Amar Rav Ashi. To review, in the previous shir, the Gemara had discussed a case of when somebody was shechting the Korban Pesach. He had in mind that it should be lemulin for people who are eligible to be part of the Korban Pesach, but that the zrika should be done for a reilim, on behalf of people who are not eligible, a reilim. And the Gemara quoted a machlokes of Rav Chisda and Rava. What is the status of such a Korban Pesach? Rav Chisda said it was posel, Rava said it was kosher. And the Gemara explained that the basis of the machlokes of Rav Chisda and Rava was in the understanding of psukim in the Torah, where Rav explained that the pasuk v'chol oral teaches us that by shechita, only if an entire group of enreilim were intended for, is the carbon pasul. But a part of the group were enreilim, and part of the group were not enreilim, the carbon would be kosher. And by zrika, it makes no difference, said Rava, and even if the entire group were Arelim, Rava says the carbon would still be kosher. Rav Chisda disagreed. Rav Chisda said that by Shechita there is a difference if the entire group are Arelim and the carbon is posel. If part of the group is Arelim and the rest of the group are not Arelim, the carbon is kosher. However, by Zrika, says Rav Chisda, even if part of the group are Arelim, the carbon is posel. Rav Ashi had a difficulty with both of these approaches, for he said, perhaps what the Torah says, v'chol oral, could be defined as any Madi who is an oral, even if part of the group is Arelim, the carbon is posel. And that's why the Torah taught us Zois, that the entire group has to be Arelim in order to be posel. But according to Rav Ashi, it would make no difference by the Shechita or by the Zrika. By the Shechita and by the Zrika, if the entire group are Arelim, the carbon is posel, and if part of the group are Arelim, the carbon is kosher. So, says the Gemara, what is the basis and what is the machloikis of Rav Chisda and Rava all about? And that's what Rav Ashi is now going to explain. And what Rav Ashi is going to teach us is that Rav Chisda and Rava are arguing in a case where the Zrika was done for Arelim who are not Menuyim, who were not registered on the Korban Pesach. Meaning, says Rav Ashi, that if the Arelim for whom the Zrika was intended were Menuyim, were registered, then everybody would agree that the carbon is invalid. The machlokes is if the Arelim are not registered. Rav Chisda will say that the carbon is posel, and Rava will say that the carbon is kosher. Because what's really happening here, explain the Rishonim, is a situation what we referred to as yesterday as Shinui Bailim, different people than the real owners of the carbon are being intended for. And what constitutes Shinui Bailim and what does not constitute Shinui Bailim will be a focus of this machloikus. Elam Rav Ashi says, Rav Chisda v'Rava b'hai krokim v'fki. They argue regarding this pasuk. The pasuk says, v'nirtzaloi l'chapalov. The carbon brings kapara for him. Olov, so we should bring the carbon on behalf of the owner, v'loi al chaveroi, but not for someone else. So Rava holds, chaveroi dum yudadei, that the person who, if I have him in mind that I'm bringing the carbon on his behalf, and he's not an owner of the carbon. He's not the Bailam of the carbon. And that's why we have a situation of Shinui Bailam has to be similar to the real owner. So therefore, Mahu de Bakapara, he is a person that is subject to this carbon. Af Chaveru de Bakapara, so too the person that we're having a machshava, we're having an intention of Shinui Bailam, has to be a person who's obligated to bring this carbon. But if the second person is not obligated in this carbon, that will not be considered a Shinui Bailam. For example, let's say Reuven was chayiv a carbon chatas. Shimon is not chayiv a carbon chatas. And when a carbon was brought for Reuven, the Kohen had in mind Shimon. That's not Shinui Bailam, because Shimon is not chayiv in a carbon chatas. So, lafuke hay oru. So let's speak about this oru, the laba kaparuhu. He's not chayiv in a kaparo. He's not part of the carbon pesach. Rav Chisda sava hay oru nami kiven de bar chayuvahu. Since an oru, he is a Jew, ba kaparuhu. He's considered relevant to the carbon pesach. Why? He could have had a mila, and if he could have a mila, he won't be considered an oral, and that's why it's considered that he shechted the carbon pesach for a bakapara. We have a situation of a shinui bailam. So, as we said, Rav Ashi is explaining, and there's an interesting situation here. Rav Ashi is explaining the machloikis of Rabbah and Rav Chisda. Rabbah himself, in the previous Omid, gave an explanation for his shita. Yet Rav Ashi is telling us that Rava's explanation for his shita is not tenable, and he's giving a different explanation. It's an interesting phenomenon the Mefarshim point out, that somebody could explain somebody else's shita better than he explained it himself. And Rav Ashi is saying that here we have a situation that the oral is not a manui, is not registered on this carbon. And therefore the question is that a situation of Shinui Bailam? And Rav Chisda says it is, because the oral could rectify a situation by having a mila. And Rav says right now he is an oral, and since right now he's an oral, we don't consider that. We consider him not to be a bakapara, not to be a situation of Shinui Bailam. So asked at Slach a very interesting question. It seems that everybody, and that's the way Rashi says it, everybody would agree, were this oral monui registered with this carbon, everybody would agree, as we already learned in the Mishnah, that the carbon would be possible. Here we have two deficiencies. One deficiency is that he's an oral. Another deficiency is that he's not monui. And that makes it better, according to Rava. So the Tzlach explains, yesterday the Gemara taught us on that Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, that the Pasuk says, B'michsas nefashos ish lefi oichloi techosu alaseh. This Pasuk teaches us that the Karban Pesach has to be offered for people who are registered and for people who are oichlim, people could eat. Teaches us, the Gemara says, the Tzlach, according to Rava. Strictly, the Torah says, when is there a difference by the Menuyim, if they can eat or they can't eat? But that's only if the person is a Monui, if he's registered. Then I start looking, is he eligible, is he able to eat, Oral, Tomei, Choyla, Zokin, if he's not. But if he's not a Monui, if he's entirely not registered, that it makes no difference, and therefore the concept of will not be relevant, and therefore if he's not a monoi and he's an oral, he will not disqualify the carbon. Now the Gemara says, according to Rav Chisda, every oral could rectify himself by having a bris milah. Now in this Gemara, in the Masechta, we speak many times about an oral being disqualified to bring a Karban Pesach. Now, if the definition of an Oral is, as Rabbeinu Tam says, someone who didn't have a Bris Milah, we can understand he could rectify himself by having a Bris Milah. And like the Miri points out, even though the halacha is Haporish Min Orla, if somebody has a Bris Milah, is Kaporish Min Akever, he's like coming away from a Tumas Mess, and he has to go through the Tahara purification process of Eifer Parah, says the Meiri, that's only by a Goy. But by a Jew, as soon as he has the Bris Milah, he's a full-fledged Mohel. So therefore, the Gemara is understandable, according to Rav Beinu Tam, the person could have a Bris, and won't be an Oral. So we say Hoyle. But according to Rashi, whose definition of an Oral throughout Masechta is Mi Shumesa Achav Machmas Mila, that his brothers died in the Mila and that's why he didn't have a Mila. So how could you say he just have a Bris? He can't have a Bris. There's a medical condition that prevents him from having a Bris. So there's a tshuv in the Mechas Yitzchak. The Mechas Yitzchak was asked by someone who did not have a Bris Mila because his brothers died during the Mila and they did not make a Bris for him. And he's very anxious to have a Bris. He wants to be a Jew with a Mila. Could he take the risk of making a Mila? Says the Mechas Yitzchak. Even according to Rashi, the concept of Misha Meso Achav Machmas Mila is only referring to a situation that they died when they had the Bris, when they were Gedolim, when they were adults. Then we say that if they were adults and they had the Bris and they couldn't survive, there's a family issue here with Bris. But if a child had a Bris Mila and somebody's brothers died when they were children, the Bris, that is not an indication that this family has a problem with having a Bris. They perhaps died because they were too young and too weak, and therefore that's not considered Mishameis Achav Mila. But even, explain the Mefarshim, that will deal with a situation that this person's brothers who were adults where they died when they had the Mila. So how could the Gemara say, according to Rav Chisda, that it could be rectified? It can't be rectified. He can't have a Bris. It's a Sakonis Nefashis. Say the Mefarshim that sometimes physical conditions can change. We could see that this person is able to develop an antidote, a medicine, his physical condition strengthened, and even though his brothers die because of the Mila, that doesn't mean that he shouldn't have a Mila. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks another question. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, fine, during the week, if Erev Pesach is during the week, we could understand this Gemara, because the Oral could have himself rectified by having a Bris. But what if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? You can't make a Bris on Shabbos only if it's Bezmanoi, if it's the eighth day. Any other Bris can't be done on Shabbos. So why, asked the Gemara, even according to Rav Chisda, don't we explain that he is an Oral, but it can't be rectified because of Shabbos? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if somebody has a Bris on Shabbos, Shaloi Bezmanoi, even though he didn't do the right thing, even though he was a Mechal Shabbos, the Mila is a Mila. And therefore, even if Shabbos is Erev Pesach, it would be considered rectifiable by having a Bris. But the Tzlach says, this entire discussion, says the Tzlach, is only regarding an Oral. Because as we said, an Oral could rectify himself by having a Bris. However, by a Chayla or a Zaken, there Rav Chisda would agree that's not a rectifiable situation. So, and therefore he would agree that they, if they were a Chaylu or a Zaken who was not a Monoi, he would agree with Rav that they would not disqualify the carbon. Ask the Gemara, Umi Islay Rav Chisda Hoyle, does Rav Chisda subscribe to this concept of Hoyle? Vitma, we learned in the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav, Ha'oif Miyantav L'Chayl, if somebody bakes on Shabbos for weekday, Rav Chisda Amalaike gets Malkus for being Michal Yontif. Rav Amen Alaike, Rav says he doesn't get Malkus. Rav Amen Alaike doesn't get Malkus. I mean, we say, Hoyle v'miklei orchim chazalei, had guests arrive and he could serve them this food, so it comes out that he wasn't Michal Shabbos. Hashtam chazalei, he could use it. For Lailaki, he doesn't get Malkus. Rav Chisda Amalaike, Rav Chisda says he gets Malkus. We don't say this concept of Hoyle. So Bishlama the Rabbah, the Rabbah Loikasha, Rabbah who says, there we say Hoyl, and here Rabbah is not saying Hoyl. Why? Hocha Mechus Maisa, because here a Hoyl involves a Maisa. What's the Maisa? He has to make a Mila, an action. Hosam the Loimachus Maisa, there is no action required. The guests come from their own. And that's why Rava will subscribe to Hoyle over there and will not subscribe to Hoyle over here. And like Tysus asks, but we see the Rava subscribes to Hoyle even when an action is required. Because the Gemara says, Tysus says on Daf Mem Zayin that if we have earth on Yontif, we should say Hoyle, that somebody ground that earth, it should be not be considered that it was Mechalel Yontif, because it could be used to cover the blood of an animal that was slaughtered on Yontif. And the Gemara said that Ketisha is never Mutter on Yontif. Grinding earth is never Mutter on Yontif. But it seems, says Tosfos, that if grinding were Mutter on Yontif, we would say Hoyle. But according to this Gemara, Rava agrees that when an action is required, we don't say Hoyle. Answers Tysus, the action of Ketisha is not as significant as the action of Mila. And the Dvar Shmuel explains what Pshat. He says, in Ketisha, in grinding earth, we begin with earth, and after we grind the earth, we remain with earth. Just this is ground earth, and this is non-ground earth. In Mila, we began with a person who's an Oral. And after the Mila, he's a Mohol. A Oral and a Mohol are two different people. And therefore, that action is considered much more significant. Elod Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda Kasha. We have a Kasha Rav Chizda. Here, he's subscribing to Hoyle. There, he's not subscribing to Hoyle. Amri, they answered, Kile is slayed Rav Chizda Hoyle. When doesn't Rav Chizda agree to the concept of Hoyle? Lekula. When he'll bring a kula, like in the Gemara over there, he'll be able to cook on Yontif. If he cooked on Yontif for the weekday, he won't get Malkus. Here, l'chumra, to say hoy l'chumra, that he is like he agrees. And Taisha says, that midaraisa, there is no concept of hoyl. It's only in the drabonon. Because Taisha says, in the raisa, we don't differentiate l'kula l'chumra. If a concept is acceptable, it's acceptable. If it's not acceptable, it's not acceptable. It's in the Rabbanon that we differentiate, and here, with Rabbanon, we're going to say hoyl to disqualify the carbon. So Rishonim ask, let's understand according to what we just explained from Taisus. Midaraisa, we don't say hoyl. So midaraisa, this carbon was brought with an intention for an oral who's not a monoi, and the carbon therefore is kosher. Midrabbanan, the carbon is pasul. But what are we going to do? We're going to have this person bring another carbon Pesach. But if midaraisa, he was mekayim the mitzvah, he got his obligation done with the first carbon, then the second carbon is chulin bazar. It's a carbon that you're not obligated to bring, and you're not going to bring to the base of Mikdash a carbon you're not obligated. So how could the Rav Chizda tell us to do this? So Rishonim explain that Rav Chizda will hold that once the carbon gets disqualified because of this hoyal concept, we won't complete the processing of the carbon. And if we won't complete the processing of the carbon, the person was not mekayim the mitzvah of carbon Pesach. And if he was not mekayim the mitzvah of the carbon Pesach, now he could bring a second carbon Pesach, do it and do it right. Now the Mefarshim ask, although we've effectively explained that here Rav Chizda holds of Hoyle because it's a Chumra, by Oifa Miyontav L'chol, he doesn't hold of Hoyle because it's a Kula, but we don't understand. Hoyle is a concept. Either you believe in it, or you don't believe in it. Why here does Rav Chizda agree with it, and by Oifa Miyontav L'chol he doesn't? So the Malaya Royim explains that in the Hoyle of Al Gemara, it's completely in his hands. A person can make a Mila for himself. That's why Rav Chizda agrees with the Hoyle. In the Hoyle in the Gemara by Yontif L'chol, it depends on guest coming. That's not something in my power. It's an outside factor, the guest agreeing to come. That's why we don't say Hoyle. The Ramban says a different approach. The Ramban explains that the reason Rav Chisda says the Rabbanon and subscribe to the concept of Hoyle in our Gemara is because the Rabbanon did not want to have different situations with Kabbanis. We could have a carbon brought for an oral, and sometimes it will be invalid, and sometimes the carbon is brought for an oral and it will be valid. It will depend if he's a manu or ain't a manu. And because of that, because the Chazal wanted to have one approach, one consistent approach, Chazal employed the concept of Hoyle over here. The Gemara now goes back to discuss the Braisa that we discussed yesterday on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. And just to review, the Braisa said, the Braisa asked, how do we know that if there's a group comprised of Arelim, people who have an Arla, and people who do not have an Arla, and somebody intended to bring the Karban Pesach for that group, that the Karban is kosher or is possible? And the Gemara said we could compare it to one of two situations. We could either compare it to a group comprised of Tameim and Tahirim, where the halacha is that the carbon is kosher. Or we can compare it to the situation of somebody brought a carbon with a machshava of chutz lezmanoi, that he will eat the carbon past the right time, offer it past the right time, that the carbon is pigel. And there makes no difference if he had that in mind on part of the carbon or of the carbon. So the Gemara said, which is the group of Arelim, more of this mixed group of Arelim and non-Arelim, more similar to? And the Gemara said, one hand, I could say it's more similar to Tumah. Because Tumah is something which is unique to Karban Pesach, and Oral is something which is unique to Karban Pesach. Or I could say, it's maybe more similar to Zman, because for Zman, for Pigel, there's never a heter, there's never a dispensation. For Arelim, there's never a dispensation to bring the Karban Pesach. But Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, if most of the population of Klal Yisrael are Tumah, then the Karban Pesach may be brought B'Tumah. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate on that Braisa. Amle Mazut B'Reid Rav Mori L'Ravina. Ketani, we learned in the Braisa, Harva Oyla Paselis, since Oyla is a disqualification in the bringing of the Karban Pesach, for Tumah Paselis, and Tumah is a disqualification in bringing the Karban Pesach. Ma Tumah Loi Osoba Muxus Tumah Kekol Tumah, just like by the case of Tumah, if it's only part of the group is Tamei, we don't treat it the same way as when the whole group is Tamei. Af Arla also mixes Arla could call Arla. By Arla too, we don't treat part of the group who's Arla like a whole group who are Arla. Hechidami. What is the case of Tamei we're referring to? Elaim v'Tumas Gavri, if you're going to tell me that we're speaking about a case where part of the group are Tamei and part of the group are not Tamei, the people. A myloi also by mixes tumah kekol tumah. What does that mean? We don't treat a part like the whole. The iyikah habi v'chamisha gavri tumah. If we have a group that comprises of four or five people who are tumah, v'abi v'chamisha gavri tumah, four or five people who are tar, like paslei tumah v'tayrim. The fact that there are some tumah in the group does not disqualify this carbon for the people who are tar. So gaba arla namihol like pasli. If that's what Tameim means, then Arla should be the same thing as the Mishnah taught us. The Tanan, Lemulin L'Arelim Kosher, when you have a mixed group of people who are Mulin or people who are Arelim, if the carbon was brought for their purpose, it's Kosher. So, if that's what the Mishnah Bryce is referring to, Mishnah Tumah D'Pshitalei, why is the Bryce find it obvious that a mixed group of Tameim and Tahirim is fine, or Mishna Arla, and why would the Braisa, the Mesapkele, why would the Braisa have a question about a mixed group of Arelim and Mulim? They should be exactly the same. Ella, so Ravina says, Tumah doesn't mean Tumah's people. People, a mixed group of people, and a mixed of Tameim and Tahirim, and a mixed group of people of Arelim and Mulim are the exact same thing. The Braisa is referring to Tumah's Basar. And what does it mean, like, also when mixes Tumah Kekol Tumah? What does it mean that we don't treat part of it Tumah, like the whole thing is Tumah? Deal it mechad mevarim. Because if one of the limbs of a carbon become tamei, hide the itmi sarfinale. The limb that becomes tamei, we burn. Vidach, and the rest, achlinale, we eat. B'maikimta. So how are we explaining it? B'tumas basar. We're explaining that when the Braisa spoke at the beginning of the Braisa about tuma, it refers to tumas basar. So let's continue the Braisa, asked the Gemara. Eima seifa. Don and Dovish and Enoi b'chalos vachim. Let's speak about Orla, which is not a din by all Kabbonis, as we'll see soon why. Medovish and Enoi b'chalos vachim, for tuma, which is also not applicable by all Kabbonis. Vayachichsman, and let's not speak about Pigel, says the Braisa, because Pigel ain't a noig shanoi b'chalos vachim. Pigel is relevant to all Kabbonis. Now, what does Tumah mean? Asked the Gemara. E name of Tumah's boss, it would say Tumah. It's like we explained now that a piece of the carbon became Tumah. So what's Pshat that it doesn't apply to all Kabbonis? Amai ain't a noig b'chalos vachim. Any carbon that becomes Tumah is disqualified. It's not unique to carbon Pesach. El Pshita, we're back to what we must say, that's talking B'tumas Gavri, that's the people who become Tomei. Omai Ein Anoi B'cholos Vachem, what is unique about carbon Pesach, that Tumah only is passable by carbon Pesach, not by all other Kabbonis. Dila B'cholos Vachem, by all other Kabbonis, over Tomei, Meshach, and Kabbon Asayim. A person who's an Oral, or a person who's Tamei may not be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash themselves, but they could send the carbon through an agent. They can't bring their carbon even through a shliach. But ask the Gemara, now we're in a situation that we explained that the Tumas Basa we spoke about at the beginning of the Braisa was talking about Tumas Basa, about the meat being Tamei. And now we're saying Tumah means Tumas Gavri, the people being Tumah. What does Tumah this Braisa mean? Amalei, so Ravina answered, and yes, Shem Tumah Kapar. The Braisa is speaking about Tumah. It doesn't make a difference what type of Tumah. In the beginning we talk about Tumas Basar, and at the second part we talk about Tumas Gavri. Now the Mefarshim asks, here it says, that by all other Kabbonis, if somebody is an Oral or a Tumah, they could send their carbon. They can't actually bring the carbon themselves, but they could send the carbon. So they ask, the halach is that when a carbon is brought, smicha has to be done. The owner has to put his hands on top of the animal. If he's an aral or tameh, he can't put his hands on. So, why do you say he could send this carbon? So they answer, in some kabbonis, there is no chiv smicha. That's one teretz. Another teretz is that the Tamei over here can be talking about a person who's a Mitzayra. When do we say that a person should preferably bring his own carbon so she could do a Smicha? Well, we see that he'll get better. He's a Tamei Mace, he'll go through a Tahara process and he'll be able to bring his carbon. But a Mitzayra, we don't know when he'll get better. Or an Aral who Mace so Achmes Machas Mila, that we don't know if he'll ever have a Bris. There it's better to send his carbon with a shliach, then not to maybe never end up bringing the carbon just because he wants to do smicha on it. Or, the other mefarshim explain, that let's say the person made a neder, he made a vow that he's going to bring the carbon by a certain date, and if he doesn't have the carbon brought now on his behalf by a shliach, he will be over, he'll transgress the issa about the acher, that you're not allowed to let a nether go by the time that you promised you would do it, and therefore he should send the carbon with a shliach rather than to be over the aveira bal tachar. Vibay same, and the Gemara gives a different answer. Seif and nami b'tumas basar. We said that the Reish is talking about tum of the meat, the Seif is also talking about tum of the meat. Omai ein anoi b'cholos vachem. But if we said that it's talking about tum of the meat is relevant to all kabbonis. Answers the Gemara, the Ilah b'chol zvachim, by all kabbonis, the halach is, bein shenet mechele v'bosser kayim, whether if the chele becomes tamei, but the bosser is still, the meat is still not tamei, bein shenet mebosser, if the meat becomes tamei, v'chele kayim, but the chele is not tamei, zorek sadam, you could do zrika. V'ilah pesach, by carbon pesach, nit mechele, if the chayil becomes tamei, but the bosser kayim, but the bosser is not tamei, zorek sadam, you could still do zrika. However, nitma basa, if the basa becomes tamei, the chaylev kayim, and the chaylev is still not tamei, and it's zarek satam, you can't do zrika, because as we explained, the primary purpose of the karban pesach is to eat it, and if the basa becomes tamei, it can't be eaten. So that's why tumas basa has a unique aspect by karban pesach, as does oral, but tigel, chutz lezmanoi, is not unique to karban pesach. So the Gemara continues. We're explaining that the tuma that's referred to in this brisa is tuma basa. Amos sefer. Let's continue. Dar and davar shloihutem mechlala. We said that let's compare orla rather to pigo, because there's never a heter for an oral to eat a karban pesach. There's never a heter for pigo. Let's not bring a proof from tuma. There is an exception to tuma. B'mai, when is there an exception to tuma? Ilema b'tumas basar, when the meat becomes tamei. Hey chachotra, where do we see that you're allowed to eat a carbon tamei, that carbon pesach that becomes tamei? El b'shita means b'tumas kavri, means where the people are tamei. V'hey chachotra mechlala, where do we find that? Tzibur, because the halacha, as we said before, is that most of the population is tamei, they could still bring the karban pesach. Tumah hotra b'tzibur. So that's how we're saying tumah is different than orla and pigel. But what kind of tumah is that? Tumah skavri. But we just explained that the first part of the brisa is not talking about tumah people, it's talking about tumah the meat. Reisha b'tumah basar, sefer b'tumah skavri. Says the Gemara in. Shem tumah kapach. The Gemara is speaking about tumah, it makes no difference what type of tumah. V'beis eima, kul b'tumas basar. Even the end is talking about tumas basar. V'heichu hotra, but we asked, where do we see that if the meat of the karban pesach becomes tumah, it may be eaten? The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, later in the Masechta, pesach haba b'tumah, if we have a situation where most of the population is tumah, and they're bringing the karban pesach, then nechel b'tumah. We also may eat the karban pesach when the meat is tamei. Shlebabet chilas alalachila. The whole purpose of bringing the karban pesach is in order to eat the meat. Now, what's going to happen is, if most of the population is tamei, and we're going to therefore offer the karban pesach on their behalf, when they touch the meat will become tamei. A tamei touching meat makes a tamei. So, what's the whole point? Obviously, when the Torah allows Pesach to be brought b'tumah, it's not only that the people are tamei, it's even if the meat is tamei, it may be brought. Now the Gemara goes back to discuss the concept that we spoke about at the beginning of today's shiur. And that's the concept of hoil. That we say, since something could happen, we view it as if it already happened. Another point we must remember is that the animal used for karban pesach must be within its first year of its life. Maser of Huna Bereidu Vishua. HaPesach Sh'avr Shanasa. A karban pesach who's over a year old. V'shachtoi b'zmana l'shma. And let's review another concept that we've learned. The halacha, as we learned in this perek, is that if a karban pesach, an animal that was designated as a karban pesach, is brought on every pesach, sh'loi l'shma, it's pasul. If it's brought the rest of the year, shaloi l'shma, it's kosher. Here we have this animal that's disqualified as a karban pesach, and it was brought on erev pesach, it was offered b'shachta, b'zman, it was brought on erev pesach l'shma, as a karban pesach. Which is essentially the same as bringing a karban shlomim on erev pesach, as a Pesach, because an animal that was designated as a Karban Pesach is no longer usable as a Karban Pesach, automatically becomes a Karban Shlomim. Or, the Kena Shoichit Acherim, if you have an animal which is a Karban Shlomim, and it was brought L'Shem Pesach for the sake of a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach B'Zmanoi, Rebbe Elazar Poysel. Rebbe Elazar holds that any Karban Shlomim that was brought for the sake of Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach is possible. And Rebbe Elazar bases it on a Kal V'Chomer. He says, it's a Gemara Masechet Pesachim. He says, if a Karban Pesach who becomes a Karban Shlomim, if it was brought on Erev Pesach l'shem shlomim, it's possible. A carbon shlomim, which can never, an animal which was designated as a carbon shlomim, which will never become a carbon Pesach, it was brought on Erev Pesach as a for sake of carbon Pesach, it will certainly be possible. Rabbi Shua Machsha, Rabbi Shua holds its kosher, because Rabbi Shua holds a different kavachayma. He holds like this: if shloi bezmanoi, if the rest of the year, when a carbon Pesach is brought shloi l'shma, it's kosher. It's only possible if it's brought l'shma. Other kabbonis are kosher both l'shma and shloi l'shma, because as we learned in this perek, only a carbon Pesach has this din that when it's brought shloi l'shma is a possible. So certainly, when it's brought an Erev Pesach l'shma, that, and if it's not a carbon Pesach, it's going to be kosher. Now Rav Huna gets to his question. Tam b'zmanoi. The reason Rabbi Elazar says that this carbon is possible because it's on Erev Pesach. Hashloi b'zmanoi. Why would Rabbi Elazar hold if this carbon shlomim was brought l'shem Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, he would agree that it's a kosher. V'may. Why? Once we have the concept of hoil that Rav Chisda taught us, neima, why don't we say hoil b'zmana poysel? If an Erev Pesach it'll be poysel, shloi b'zmana namin poysel, it should be poysel even not on Erev Pesach, because I could always have waited till Erev Pesach. Amar Papa, so our Papa answers, Shani Hosund Amar Kro, the pasuk regarding Pesach says, V'martem Zevach Pesachu. You should say it's a Karan Pesach. Hu Bavi Yosai. The Torah says the word Hu, which means it has to be made L'shem Karan Pesach. Loi Hu L'shem Acherim, which teaches us that the Karan Pesach should not be brought L'shem a different Karan. V'loi Acherim, and not other Karbanos, not a Karan Shlomim, should be brought L'shma L'shem a Karan Pesach. So, explains the Gemara. Bizmanoi in Erev Pesach, that's when there is a halacha shu pashal l'shem acherim, that if you bring a carbon Pesach for the sake of a carbon shlomim, that's when the halacha is acherim psul l'shmai. If you bring a carbon shlomim for the sake of a carbon Pesach, that's when it's pasul. Shloi bizmanoi, however, not on Erev Pesach, which we've explained, shu kosh l'shem acherim. If you bring a carbon Pesach for the sake of a carbon shlomim, not on Erev Pesach, it's kosher. That's when also acherim, other kabbonis of carbon shlomim that's brought for carbon, in the sake of a carbon Pesach, will be kosher. And Tosfos asks, if this is the explanation of the Gemara, asks Tosfos, so then why did we have to explain the kavachoyma, which is actually a difficult kavachoyma to understand, when we have this pasuk teaching it? So Tosfos answers that were I not to have the kavachoyma, I would not necessarily explain the pasuk this way, and I would only explain that the pasuk is teaching us that Erev Pesach, if you bring the carbon Pesach l'shem any other carbon, it's pasul. I would not know to extend it to say that any other carbon brought l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach is pasul. That's what the Kavachomer helps me understand the pasuk this way. And here we explained that a carbon Pesach has to be within a year. And the Mefarshim explained, interestingly enough, that the Gemara says that when Lachamei V'Esrim, when a person comes up to the Olam HaEmes, he's asked, Tzipisa LiYeshua, did you wait for your Mashiach? Did you do anything to show that you were hoping for Mashiach? And it's a very difficult question to ask, and it's a difficult question to answer. There's nothing to do to wait for Mashiach. So I say, here's something that we could do to show that we're waiting for Mashiach. A person who has animals that can be used for Karban Pesach, if he keeps track of the age of the animal to know which animal is below a year old and can be used if Mashiach comes immediately for Karban Pesach, and which animals are too old, he has shown Tzipisa LiYeshua that he's doing, he actively believes and is waiting for Mashiach. And Rabbi Zilberstein explains that pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he speaks about the halach of a para aduma, says, Teisha para adumas nasu shenitztavu mitzvah zeh at shechar of abayis b'shniyah. There were 9 para adumas brought from the beginning when the mitzvah was taught to us until the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was destroyed. Vashtiris, and the 10th one says, says the Rambam, Yasa Malach HaMashiach, will the Mashiach HaMashiach make Meheru Yigala may be revealed shortly, Amen Kein Yiratzen. So the Mefarshi HaRambam asks that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is a halacha sefer. He tells us halachas, and here the Rambam gives us the history. What the Rambam is, so what pshat in the Rambam? So he says what the Rambam is telling us, it's not enough to believe in Mashiach. We have to hope that he's coming immediately. That's what the Rambam teaches us. That if we're teaching us Hilchos Parah Aduma, we automatically have to say, yes, I can't do a Parah Aduma now. There's no Beis HaMikdash. But I'm hoping, if I'm learning Parashat Parah Aduma, I relate and say, hopefully immediately there'll be a Parah Aduma that Mashiach is going to bring. That's how I show that I really believe Mashiach is coming. And I would imagine that's the same when we learn Masechta Pesachim, which speaks so much about Korban Pesach, which we can't unfortunately bring. But if every time we mention the Korban Pesach, we say, oh, hopefully soon we'll be able, hopefully this year still we'll be able to bring Korban Pesach, then we show that we really believe in Mashiach. Rav Shmuloi Osla Kamed Rav Yochanan. Omle Nisli Ma Sefer Yochsin. Please teach me Sefer Yochsin. Like Rashi explains, Sefer Yochsin was a sefer that explained the sefer of Tanakh of Divrei Hayomim. It doesn't mean the Sefer Yochsin, the sefer of the genealogy of Klal Yisrael, because as the Gemara in Masech, the Kedushin, teaches us that that was only revealed once every 7 years, because there was a concern about people who were not a proper lineage, how they would react. But we're referring here to a sefer that described Divrei Hayomim. There's Machlokes who was a sefer or was just something that was given Baal Peh. Amalei Mehechanat, from where are you? Amalei Melod, I come from Lod. And he asked the Mehechan Masafka, where do you live? So he says, I live in Ben Hador. Amalei, so he told him, Ein Nishonim, we don't teach this sefer, Loi Leludim V'loi Lenadayim. We don't teach it to people from Lod or Nahadar. The Koshkein, the At, certainly you, the At Milod, you were born in Lod, or Mesafcha ben Adar, and you live in Adar. And Rashi explains that we're just giving him an excuse, or another pshat Rashi says, is that he was trying to tell him that you're from places of where people are generally not Miyuchasim, and we don't talk about Divrei Yomim, Yichas to such people. Kafi Avense. However, Rav Shmuloi pressured him, and he agreed to teach it to him. Amalei listening b'shlosh yarech, he teach it to me in 3 months. Shokel kala, so he took a piece of earth, pasuk bay, and he threw it at him. Amalei, Uma Beruya Devisa de Rameya, Beruya the wife of Rameya, Bat Rav Chananya Batrajin, daughter of Rav Chananya Batrajin, the Tanya Talas Maishet Shmaitz B'yomei, who would learn 300 halachas in one day, Metlas May Rapsa from 300 different Rebbes, Vafilach Alayotzi Dechavosoi B'tlashnin, she couldn't finish learning this in 3 years, Vat Amrit B'tlosi Yarchei, and you want to learn in 3 months, and the Ben Yoyada says, why do you throw a piece of earth at him? He says, because a person wants to learn something so difficult in such a short time means that he's a Balgaiva. He thinks that he can learn something quicker than anybody else. So he took a kola. Kola is begematria of anova. He told him, become modest. Realize that you can't accomplish this in 3 months. Or another pshat is realize that we come all from me'ofer. We all come from earth. And we have limitations. And we can't learn such difficult limudim in 3 months. Kishakov Ozel, as Rav Shmuloi was leaving, Amalei Rebbe, my teacher, Ma ben Shloi Lishma, and as Tosfos explains, the question is as follows: we've learned in this parak, in the Mishnayos, if there's a combined machshava of Laichlov and Shloi Laichlov that you shecht in the Korban Pesach for people who can eat and can't eat, then the Korban Pesach is still kosher. But if there's a combined machshav of lishma and shloi lishma, the Korban Pesach is possible. So you want to know what's the difference. Amalei, however, Tzuvim Rabbanat, since you're a Talmud Chacham, Tavei Melech, let me explain it to you. L'shmoi v'shloi l'shmo, Tzuv Begufoi. You're referring to the actual carbon itself. Laichlov v'shloi laichlov, and Tzuv Begufoi. You're not referring to the carbon itself, you refer to the others who are eating it. L'shmo, 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 Efshel Vari Sura. By l'shmo and shloi l'shmo, you can't identify the Isser. L'oichlov v'shloi laichlov, Efshel Vari Sura. You could identify the Isser. And the way Rashi explains, he gives two pshatim. One pshat, Rashi says, is that when you shech the Karm Pesach, lo'ichlov v'shaloi lo'ichlov, you could say this part is for the people who are allowed to eat it, and this part is for the people who may not eat it. But l'shma v'shaloi l'shma affects the entire carbon. Another pshat, Rashi says, is by oichlov, by l'shma and shaloi l'shma, we could never know for sure what your intention was. And therefore, if your intention was l'shma v'shloi l'shma, it comes out that the carbon is possible. But l'oichlov v'shloi l'oichlov, yes, maybe when you shechted the carbon, you had in mind somebody who is not eligible. But at the end, if that person doesn't eat it, it will turn out that it was only done l'oichlov. So that's why it's different. Now the Mefarshim asked, in every machshava, let's say you have a machshava chutz l'zmanoy, you have a machshava that you're going to do the carbon chutz l'zmanoy, what do you call it? It's still tigel, even though you don't end up doing it chutz l'zmanoy. So here too, yes, you don't end up giving the carbon to somebody who's not allowed to eat it. But the bottom line is, that was your machshava. And therefore, since your machshava was that way, it should be possible. So they explain that l'shma and shloi l'shma contradict the Karban Pesach. It has to be made l'shem Karban Pesach, and shloi l'shma is a contradiction to the Karban Pesach. However, oichlov v'shloi l'oichlov doesn't contradict the very essence of the Karban Pesach. Furthermore, he said, l'shma v'shloi l'shma yesh nababa avoidus. The machshava l'shma is applicable by all four avoidus. L'oichlov v'shloi l'oichlov is ain't nababa avoidus. They explained it's only by the shechita. L'shma v'shloi l'shma yeshna b'tzivik v'yochid. The machshava of l'shma is applicable both by kabbonis sibur and by kabbonis yochid that an individual brings. L'oichlov v'shloi l'oichlov ain't b'tzivik v'yochid. L'oichlov is only a concept by Karban Pesach. And like Tosfos asks, it's not only a difference between a Karban sibur and a Karban yochid. Even in a Karban yochid, it's only a problem by Karban Pesach. And the Mefarshim point out here the Karban Pesach is called the Karban Yachid. In other places we find that the Karban Pesach is called the Karban Tzibur. So they explain that Karban Pesach has really a little of each. It's called the Karban Yachid because every individual must bring the Karban. But it's also called the Karban Tzibur because it's brought when all of Klal Yisrael are brought together. Rav Ashi says, Psul Begufay, this that we explain, that the Machshava of Lashma is a Psul in the Karban itself, the Efshel Vari Sura, and it's not able to be distinguished, can't identify, Chad Milsihi. It's really one concept. The Ma Tam Amr Psul Begufay, why is Lashma a Chisorin in the actual essence of the carbon? Mishum the Efshel Vari Sura. Since we can't identify it, therefore it's considered a Chisorin in the carbon, which means a shloi l'shma machshava is not in the carbon, it's on the machshava. But since you can't separate l'shma and shloi l'shma, as we said before, that's why it affects the entire carbon. L'oichlov and shloi l'oichlov are not considered talking to the essence of the carbon because they can be separated. This part is for the people who can eat, this part is for the people who can't eat. Or as other mefarshim explain, l'shma v'shloi l'shma is an issa cheftza, and l'oichlov v'shloi l'oichlov is an issa gavra. Amar Rami bar Yehuda, Amar Rav. The yom shening the sefer yochsen, from when the sefer yochsen was hidden, it was forgotten. Toshish koichach shel chachamim, the strength of the chacham became weak. For kar mer named that eyesight was dimmed. Amar zutra ben otzel la otzel, between the two words otzel, and the machlokes ha'mefarshim to explain this. Some say that there's one pasuk in the Rayam begins with Otzel and ends with Otzel. Others say it's not one pasuk, it's about a perek in between. Te'inu Abba Mei Gamla de Drosha. 400 camel loads worth of drushes were carried just on this small amount. That's how much there is to learn and understand in the Rayam.